I do realize that this may sound a bit frustrating to you. I understand that. Sabine just said to me, do you feel like talking more about yourself? And I know that this may sound strange to you, but you see, there is a person talking to you now, but he doesn't have a sense of self. Now, I know to the mind that's ridiculous because there is a Paul and he's talking, and we could call that Paul me, but I don't actually get a sense of me. And not only do I not get a sense of me, I don't know how to describe not having a sense of me. Because here I am talking, but the I doesn't mean anything. In fact, to use the word I is strange, because as soon as I say I, it's a separation. And at this same moment, there isn't a word, a sense, a feeling, a sensation that there isn't a separate I, there isn't a separate me from anybody or anything. And at the same time, of course there is, because I'm here saying this and you're there hearing this. And yet on another level, there's no me saying it, there's no you hearing it, there's no here where I'm saying it, and there's no there where you're hearing it. And I know that doesn't make sense to the mind. It doesn't make sense to me that I don't understand it. And yet I've got a sense of something. And when I say that, I sort of go still and in awe, incredible awe of, and I don't know what. All I can do is say with my mind is, it's us. We are that. That's right. Thou art that. We are that. And then I'm going to say we're all connected, but it's not even connected, because connected means me here, you there. But on this other level, which I don't understand, so don't try and understand it. I don't understand it. And neither do these people talking about it. They don't understand it. It can't be understood. And yet it can be, no word, sensed, felt, resonated with. A vastness that isn't vast. It just is. And we are that isness. Where I've got to at the moment is, and I feel touched when I go to talk about it, that we've got an I and a me. I feel touched about it. And that is an incredible sense of love. And it's not the love that I love you. It's that we are love. We. And I'm not just talking about people. I'm talking about every single creature and every single thing. That's all there is love. Now, my mind says that's a barrier. There is something beyond love, because I don't know that. I just get a sense. And at the moment, I'm absolutely delighted to be being with this sense of love. I just talk about that again, because I've talked about this before. When I see people suffering, I feel something. So then we can say, who is this I? What's this feeling? What are they feeling? And if there is a feeling, there's a sensation of caring. I'm often deeply touched by people in the floods and the refugees, and simultaneously, somewhere in me is, and this is exactly what they need. I don't know that. I sense that, as though something is continually evolving. And then I can ask my mind, well, what does that mean, evolving? If there's no beginning and there's no end, there's no time, I don't know. And I do have a sense of we're going through things we need to go through, but I can't explain that even to myself, that there is such a thing as karma. Even although there's no time and space, there is at the same time. And with that comes a sense of everything is perfect. Just because we don't recognize, it doesn't mean to say it's not perfect. It's perfect. We're all getting exactly what we need in every single moment. What usually happens is we're so busy in our mind, we're not really here. We're not recognizing what's happening. We are looking at how we want things to be or don't want things to be. So we're missing how they are. And how they are is our maximum potential. With this recognition, let's call it a recognition, becomes the absolute, utter disappearance of fear as we know it. Now, the body may go through something. The sensations in there may go through something. But ultimately, the ultimate fear, we'll call it of death, is gone. Gone. When you hear somebody dies, even if it's your best friend's partner or child, there's no sorrow in that, except for the person that feels sorry. You feel for them. But the person that's gone, wonderful. They're into the next phase. Now listen, I don't know that. I just sense that in some way that death is not ominous, not at all. Death is a change of sensation, a change of the way we experience the oneness. I'll say it again, I don't know that, but it feels so strong. And as I interpret it, that is confirmed by the masters and the people that have reached this state. But you can't fake it. So how do we get there? Then we come to you'll see this with Tony and the others, that you can't get there because there's nowhere to get. We're already there. I know it doesn't make sense. It is this here now. There is only this. And that may not be our experience. That may not be your experience. How do we get there? Well, it's this thing I keep saying. This is the only way I know. It seems that people that have deep realizations all try to share the way they know. But this is just flashed in. Many of the people that have what we call woken up were not searching. They weren't looking. They just, and they were suddenly in that state. In that state. They're always in that state. They suddenly realize the state. And again, there's no realization. It seems like Eckhart Tolle suddenly woke up. Byron Katie suddenly woke up. A friend that I was very close with, John Wren Lewis, he was not only not searching, he was a skeptic of the whole thing. He had a near-death experience and woke up. And I would say one of the deepest near-death experiences I've ever heard about. He didn't go through his dead relatives and this and that. He became one with what he called the brilliant darkness. I'm not saying don't look, but looking doesn't do it, because when you're looking, Jesus said, knock, it will be open, seek and you shall find. I'm saying, oh dear, who am I to say? Don't do that. Just be here now, because it's here, it's now. Thou art that now. So how come you're not in that state? You can't be here now. You're doing something, you're thinking something, and you're not aware of what you're doing. You're not aware of what you're saying. You're not aware of what you're thinking. You're lost in that mind whose job is to say, be careful, this happened in the past, that could happen in the future. Looking for approval. Instead of just being here now, just as it is, and what we will describe as inaccurately, the next now, and the next now, here now. Do what you're doing. Say what you're saying. Be aware of your thoughts. And don't do anything. Don't change them. Just let them be. Experiment just a little time each day to be here now.